as we said at the beginning of this Mass, that our reflection this morning centers on persecution. When we look at the pages of the scripture, we will find out that in the past, many prophets, if not all, experienced persecution. Even as we are speaking now, so many Christians are experiencing persecution in Africa, in Asia, in Europe, even here in America, but in different forms. The first reading of today tells us about the persecution of the prophet Jeremiah. In the gospel of today, Jesus advises his apostles to be courageous during persecutions. And the second reading of today compares Adam with Jesus and confirms that in the struggle between good and evil, that good will always triumph over evil. When we were kids in Nigeria, we were altar servers, like the altar servers we have today. Some of us were attracted to the priesthood because of the neatness of the priests. Some were attracted to the priesthood because of the type of car that the priest used. Yeah. Some were attracted to the priesthood because of the respect and honor given to the priest. Everybody called him father. Even the grandmothers and the grandfathers called the priest father. So some were attracted to the priesthood because of the honor and respect given to the priest. And some, very funny, were attracted to the priesthood because of the kind of food that the priest ate. You know, sometimes that time after Mass, the priest will offer us food from the rectory, from his kitchen. And I tell you, it was delicious. So some were attracted. We never thought that the priest could undergo persecution. We never thought of the crosses that, as we all know, were attached to the priesthood. We never thought of that. All we saw only the glories of the priesthood. It was when we were in the seminary that we got to know the real concept of the priesthood. And we understood it then, what it meant to be a priest. Now, you see, we experience persecution in many forms. But sometimes we don't understand that. Like the first reading, what Jeremiah experienced, and also we all know that Jesus, our Lord and Master, was tortured and crucified by his own people, his own brothers and sisters, and not foreigners. And his own brother, Judas Iscariot, betrayed him. The one that is among the apostles, or the one that he chose to be among the apostles, he betrayed his master. It was not a foreigner. Which tells us that we can experience persecution also in different forms. Many years back, during the Soviet regime, the Russian soldiers broke into a barn and found a lot of Christians praying together. Then they said to the Christians, "You know, you are breaking the Soviet law that prayer is forbidden. We are giving you 5 minutes to leave here. All those who remain will be shot." And some left, but others remained. And the soldiers threw their guns down and said to the Christians, "We want to become Christians also. We only wanted to know whether you were really Christians." You see, it was Martin Luther King Jr. who said that the ultimate measure of a man is not when he stands or where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands in times of challenge and controversy. Those, my advice to those who are getting into marriage, the young men and the women ready for marriage, do not look at only the glories of becoming a father or a mother, the glory of having your own family, but also think about the crosses attached to married life. Think about the challenges. Think about the persecutions that you may encounter. In your marriage, you may experience persecution, even for your in-laws. You will experience also crosses. And when you are not prepared for these things, that's the reason why today we have so many broken families. Some entered into marriage without thinking of the crosses that are attached to married life or the persecutions that they may encounter. And when these things start coming, you see them not being able to handle the crisis. That is the reason why we have so many broken families today in our society. You see, we must be ready. If we call ourselves Christians, we must be ready to encounter persecutions in one form or the other. As a Catholic, you may experience persecution in the office where you are working, in the school where you are teaching, in the hospital where you are working. And being a Catholic, you may not like to compromise your faith with anything, with some policies that are against the teachings of the Catholic Church. And you may be persecuted because of that. So please do not lose your faith. Because if you lose your faith, you have lost everything. This is very important. Persecutions can be experienced in many forms. It's not when we see people killing other people, we experience persecution in many forms. Even the priest. Those who never thought of experiencing persecution in the priesthood, never thought of, you know, carrying crosses as priests. And they became priests and started having crosses to carry, having persecutions. You see them not managing their crisis. That's why some left the priesthood, unfortunately. Likewise, in married life, in the office where you are working, in the hospital where you are working, you can also experience persecution. But through prayers and through the grace of God, we can scale through these persecutions.